And so I thought about, you know, what really, what is the sign for there for? Well, you know, people that put signs in their yard, that's for identity. You know, what are they saying? They're saying, that's my man. You know, that's the one who I think will do the best job. That's the one that I can support. And so when people put a sign in their yard, they're actually identifying with that candidate and saying that, you know, this is the one that I want to promote. This is the one that I want to lift up. As we come to this idea of Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our banner. And what is a banner? A banner is like a sign in the yard, right? A banner is something that says, this is my candidate right here. This is the one that I support. This is the one that I put front and center. And Moses said in Exodus 17 that the Lord is my banner. Welcome, radio friends, to the Anchored in Jesus radio program. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church and founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies. Thank you for joining us today for the first half of Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our banner. Greetings, friends. Our journeys on Sunday mornings have taken us through the Old Testament, and we've been looking at the names of God. This morning, our travels bring us to Exodus chapter 17. And in Exodus chapter 17, in verse 15, it says, "And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our banner." Today we are talking about God, our banner. I don't know about you, but I'll be kind of glad when this political season is over, with all the advertisements and all the conflict that go on between people. I was even thinking about my neighborhood, that in my neighborhood, there's about four people in the immediate neighborhood that have Biden signs out. And then one of my neighbors, he has four Trump signs in his yard. And so I said, I think he must be trying to balance out the other ones that are for Biden. And you know, when you think about signs in the yard, what do the signs mean? You know, it's not going to change. At this point, I don't think it's going to cause anybody to change their vote. You know, nobody's going to ride by their house and see a sign in the yard and say, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe that's who I should vote for. So, you know, the signs are not going to tell you, you know, it's not going to change anybody's mind as to who they should vote for. And so I thought about, you know, what is the sign for there for? Well, you know, people that put signs in their yard, that's for identity. You know, what are they saying? They're saying, that's my man. You know, that's the one who I think will do the best job. That's the one that I can support. And so when people put a sign in their yard, they're actually identifying with that candidate and saying that, you know, this is the one that I want to promote. This is the one that I want to lift up. As we come to this idea of Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our banner. And what is a banner? A banner is like a sign in the yard, right? A banner is something that says, this is my candidate right here. This is the one that I support. This is the one that I put front and center. And Moses said in Exodus 17 that the Lord is my banner. The Lord, oh, hallelujah. The Lord is the sign in my yard. He's the one that I put out there on Front Street. As we come to the 17th chapter of the book of Exodus, we see the people of Israel are in which they did on a frequent basis, they were in a complaining mode. And now they were complaining because there was no water. We see that in Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. And then they complained in verse 3, and they said that, Moses, you took us out of Egypt in order to bring us out here in the wilderness and to let us and our horses die in the wilderness. And then in verse 4, and, you know, this shows you how dire the situation had gotten, that they actually took up stones and they wanted to kill Moses. They wanted to stone him down. Now, here's the man that brought him out of slavery. Here's the man that brought him across the Red Sea. Here's the man that is leading them into the promised land. And now all of a sudden, they want to take up stones and they want to stone the man of God. Well, I'm sure that this is not the first time that the man of God was being threatened to be stoned. But here in this occasion, we see that Moses was God's picked servant at the burning bush, that God appeared to Moses, God called him, and now the very people that he's bringing out of deliverance, these are the ones that are seeking to take his life. We see that Moses, in turn, goes to the Lord, and he cries out to the Lord, and the Lord tells Moses to take some of the elders to this rock. It was called the Rock in Horeb, and evidently this was a massive rock. And so Moses gathers a few of the elders, and they go to the rock. And God told Moses to hit the rock with the staff that he had in his hand. And so Moses strikes the rock, and out of the rock flows water. I mean, it just starts to flow in abundance, to the fact that the people had their thirst quenched and satisfied. And they called the name of the place. And this is very interesting. In verse 7, after Moses hits this rock and the water flows out, in verse 7, and they called the name of the place Massah and Meribah. Massah and Meribah. Two different words there. What does that word Massah mean? The word Massah means trial or testing, that this was a place of testing. But they also called it Meribah, which meant that word quarreling. So this place where Moses provides the water from the rock was called the place of testing and the place of quarreling or complaining. And so we see God takes them through that tragedy, and now they continue on. And as they continue on, the group of people called the Amalekites come against them and oppose them in the wilderness. And so Moses told Joshua to take some men and to go down into this valley and to fight the men of Amalek. And Moses said that I'm going to go to the top of the hill. And he had the rod in his hand. Now, this rod was the same rod that was in the Ark of the Covenant. You know, it was Aaron's rod that budded. And so Moses takes the rod and he goes up to a mountain with two individuals, Hur and Joshua. And they go up to the top of the mountain. And so let me pick up the narrative in the book of Exodus. It says in verse 11, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our banner. And we see in this passage that Amalek fought with the children of Israel. Moses had a rod in his hand, and as he held up his hand with the rod in it, now he probably held up two hands, but I got a bad shoulder, I can only get one hand up there. So Moses probably held up the rod with both of his hands, and his hands started getting tired. And as he lowered his hands, Israel started to lose the battle. And so, realizing this, Hur and Aaron, they get a rock for Moses to sit on. Moses sits on the rock, and they hold up Moses' hands. And the Bible says that they held his hands up until the evening. And at the end of the evening, Joshua defeated the Amalekites. And then God tells Moses to write this down in a book so they would never forget how that God helped them defeat Amalek. And how that God came to their rescue, and as Moses lifted up his hands and held his hands up, that God worked through Moses' uplifted hands, and they defeated their enemy. God said, write that down. Write it down, because I don't want you to ever to forget this. And so Moses hears that word from the Lord, and then Moses builds an altar. And in the midst of the altar, as he builds it, he named the altar Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our banner. The Lord our banner. We want to unpack that and see what does that mean. We've been doing this all throughout this series, unpacking what these different names of God mean. And so we come to this one today, Yahweh Nissi. Now, this word Nissi is a very interesting word. The Hebrew word is degel. And you know what it means? It means the word Nissi. It means something that is easily seen. That's the root meaning of the word. Something that is easily seen. And so when Moses said that Yahweh is our banner, what he was saying is that God is lifted up, and we always can see him, that he is easily to be seen. The God who gives us the victory, the God who allows us to win the battle, the God who is the one that's lifted up, he is our banner. Just think about a banner, right? When people put banners up, why do they put banners up? Because they have a message on the banner. There's something on the banner that they want other people to see. You ever watch these football games when the airplanes are flying over the stadium and they have a banner? And so that the people in the stadium can look up at the banner and read what the banner is saying. And so banners are something that we want people to see. Banners are something that's lifted up so that others can look and see what the message of the banner is. Israel had a history of banners. They had banners when they set up their camp. We realize that they journeyed for 40 years in the wilderness. And they had to sleep somewhere. They had to stop and sleep. And when they stopped to rest, when they stopped to sleep, they would set up camp. And as they set up the camp around the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, there were banners that were around it to let people know that this is the holy place of God, that this is the place where the God of God, the King of Kings, dwells. But you know, they also had smaller banners. And we know that there were 12 tribes of Israel. And so each of the tribes, and you can see that, hopefully you can see that on the slide that's on the screen. Each of the tribes had a banner to identify themselves. So if you had 12 tribes, you had 12 banners. And so these banners, if you wanted to see where the tribe of Ephraim was, all you had to do was look for their banner. If you wanted to see where the tribe of Manasseh was, all you had to do was look for their banner. And so Israel was very familiar with banners. And so when Moses said, Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our banner, they knew exactly what he was talking about. Israel also used banners for military campaigns, that whenever they were in a battle, they would often set up the banner, and sometimes the banner, when somebody saw the banner go up, that's when the shofar sounded. And when the shofar sounded, they knew it was time to go to fight. And so they not only had the banner that was up, but then they blew the shofar, and that meant that it was time to go fight. So Israel was very familiar with banners. So when we say the Lord is our banner, what does that mean? And this is where I want to break it down, and this is where the rubber meets the road. When we say that the Lord is our banner, it means four things. And I'm going to go back and go over each one of them, but let me give them to you up front. It means reliance. It means remembrance. It means relationship. And it also means rally. I'm not talking about the hamburger joint. I'm talking about rally, to come together and rally. So when we say the Lord is our banner, that means four things: reliance, remembrance, relationship, and rally. Let's go and look at the first one, reliance. That the Lord, our banner, is a reminder that we must rely on the Lord for victory. That whenever you see the banner, that altar that Moses built, and he called it Yahweh Nissi, that when they saw that, it was a reminder that they had to rely on God for the victory. Notice, Moses put his hands up with the rod in his hand, with the staff in his hand. He held it up. And as long as his hands stayed held up, Israel won the battle. But as soon as his hands went down, they begin to lose. And we need to realize that Yahweh Nissi means that we are relying upon God. That one of the ways that we rely upon him is that we throw our hands up in the air. And somebody saying party hardy like you just don't care. No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means, right? Throw your hands up in the air and say, God, I'm totally reliant upon you. And then we need to realize that when our hands are down, that means that we're trying to do it, that we're trying to work this thing out. We're trying to manipulate. We're trying to move things around. We're trying to make adjustments when we put our hands down. But when we throw our hands up in the air, we say, God, I'm dependent on you. God, I'm relying on you. You know, early in the morning, when you wake up, you ought to get out of bed. And the first thing you ought to do is raise your hands to the sky. Now, again, I only can raise one. But you raise your hands to the sky and let God know that you are relying on him. Maybe it might be good if you get a little sign that says Yahweh Nissi. And maybe just put it on your bedside somewhere. You know, put it in your Bible. You know, put it somewhere where you can see it when you get up. And the first thing that you know is that as soon as I get up out of bed, you know, boom, I throw my hands up. I'm relying on you, Lord. And you know, my wife and I, we pray in the morning. And every morning we pray. You know, God, he might get tired of hearing us pray this prayer. But the mornings that we pray, you know, we thank him for a reasonable portion of health and strength. And we thank him for a sound mind. that's the prayer, right? So what are we doing? When we get up, we're throwing our hands up and say, Lord, we're relying on you. We're relying on you to touch our bodies so that we can go through another day. We're relying on you to touch our minds so that we can have a sound mind, right? Yahweh Nisi was reliance that Moses, as he lifted up his hands, he was letting the people know that we are relying on God. And then just keep in mind that when his hands came down, that's when they started losing the battle. So we might not be able to walk around all day with our hands raised high in the air. But one of the things that we ought to do is in our mind and in our heart, our hands should be raised. We should stop and reflect frequently throughout the day and just, if we don't do it physically, just in our mind and our heart, say, Lord, I'm relying on you. Lord, it's in you that I live and I move and I have my being. I'm relying on you. And it's also a reminder, Yahweh Nisi is also a reminder that the battle is not yours. Oh, hallelujah. The battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. Thank God that we have someone that will pick up the battle for us. Yeah, you know what? The Israelites had to go fight. Yeah, they had to go into the valley and they had to deal with Amalek. They had to go out there and they had to deal with the enemy. But it was God. He was the one that was fighting the battle for them. And whenever we recognize him as Yahweh Nisi, the God who is our banner, and we look at that banner, and we see that banner, we realize that, hey, there goes the one that's fighting for me. There goes the one that's going ahead of me. Reliance, reliance. The second thing that we see is remembrance. Remembrance. That when we think about Yahweh Nisi, there's an element of remembrance. Look what the Lord told Moses in verse 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. The Lord says that, and right on the heels of God saying that, what was the next thing he said, the next thing that Moses did? Moses built the altar and he called it Yahweh Nisi. Remembrance, that this word, this phrase, this aspect of the name of God should cause us to think back to the victories that God has given us. It should be a memorial of the victories in our lives. Somebody said, put your victories on one side and put your defeats on the other side, and your victories will outnumber your defeats every time. That God is a victorious God. Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and ask for Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view or download the more than 400 teachings that are listed there. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution to this ministry, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Once again, let me remind you, it is through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and on behalf of our volunteer staff, I would like to remind you that you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.